Well, the big summer blockbuster stirring up controversy all over the world. Many people are upset with what the Da Vinci Code has to say about their religion. Christian groups in Thailand want the movie shortened to cut out some of the controversial scenes. And the film's release is being held up in India. Some are unhappy about the movie's premise that Jesus was married and fathered a child. And the church has spent centuries hiding that fact, according to the Da Vinci Code.
The pinnacle is a pagan religious icon.
Devil worship.
No. No, 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 no. The pinnacle before that. This is a symbol for Venus.
All right, joining me now, the author of The Da Vinci Code, Fact or Fiction, president and chairman of the board of the Christian Research Institute International and host of the Bible Answer Man radio show, Hank Hanegraaff. Good to have you with us.
Nice to be with you, Martha.
You know, we want to take a look at a couple of these myths because we're going to be looking at it over the course of the next few days. And the first one is the myth that Jesus and Mary Magdalene started a family and created a bloodline of Christ, as put forth in this work of fiction. Do you think that's dangerous to put that idea out there in a novel?
Well, it's historically completely false. There's no evidence whatsoever that Jesus Christ was married to Mary Magdalene. All of the evidence speaks directly against it. There's a lot that's known, Martha, about Jesus Christ and his family. In fact, the family of Christ was embarrassed by everything that Jesus Christ stood for until Jesus Christ appeared in his post-resurrection appearances, and then they became followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. His half-brother James calls himself a bondservant of Christ and is willing to die for the fact that Jesus Christ is God.
Let's take a look at a little bit from the Gospel of Philip, which is one of the from the Gnostics, and it's one of the controversial things that comes up in this movie. And it says in this Gospel of Philip, companion of the Lord, and then there's a break because it's fragmented in the way it was found, Mary Magdalene, break, he kissed her often. And then let's go to the way it appears in the Da Vinci Code, the book. And the companion of the Savior is Mary Magdalene. Christ loved her more than all the disciples and used to kiss her often on the mouth. You know, how do you decipher those two interpretations, or one interpretation, I should say, as it appears in the book?
Well, first of all, as you pointed out, Martha, there are missing lines, so it is hard to link Jesus as the companion of Mary Magdalene or vice versa. But Brown makes another error here because he suggests that the Gospel of Philip was actually written in Aramaic, when in reality the Gospel of Philip is written in Greek. Beyond that, it's a late Nag Hammadi library gospel that is discredited because of its lateness and because of the fact that it embraced Gnostic concepts which the Christian faith completely disregarded. For example, the Gnostics were very patriarchal and they hated anything to do with the physical or the feminine, quite unlike the biblical gospels, which were gospels that placed women on the exact same footing as men.
All right, Hank Hanegraaff, I know we've just scratched the surface of your knowledge in this area, and we thank you very much for being with us. We're going to continue to keep thinking about and looking at this situation throughout the course of this week. Thank you, Hank.